Chapter 26.
Hunched over one of the many computer relay panels in the Ascendant Spear's engine room, Theron wiped the sweat away from his brow before it ran down and stung his eyes. With the help of his slicer spike, he tapped into the panel and ran a diagnostic search to map out the various systems it was connected to. Theron had been hiding in the engine room ever since the Spear left Reaver Station. He had no way to get off the vessel until it docked again, short of stealing an escape pod, which would trigger an emergency alarm and get him blasted out of existence. Fortunately, the hours he'd been stuck on the narrow walkway in the sweltering, reeking engine room had actually proved beneficial. Realizing he wasn't going anywhere soon, Theron had spent his time trying to get a better understanding of the vessel's inner workings. Mapping each relay individually was a simple but time-consuming process, one he'd already repeated over a dozen times. But the grueling work was the key to piecing together a complete picture of the Spear's control systems. There was no single central network connecting everything. Each system was controlled independently, linked to several different relays that could allow functionality to be rerouted through multiple pathways if something went wrong. His exploration of the engine room was proving to be simultaneously exhausting, fascinating, and disheartening. The complexity of the ship was mind-boggling. It was the crowning achievement of Darth Mekkus' experimental weapons program. SIS had long suspected that there was some kind of link between the vessel itself and whoever was in command. Mekkus had specialized in combining biology and cybernetics. But the full scope of the symbiotic relationship went far beyond anything that they had theorized. Whenever Theron sliced into a computer terminal, his cybernetic implants allowed him to interface directly with the network. But there was still a wall of separation, a clear distinction between user and device. Mekkus had found a way to tear down that wall. When Carid was in command of the Spear, the ship became part of her. Or maybe she became part of the ship. They were inseparable. The connection gave her the ability to read and react almost instantly during a battle. The Spear's sensors relaying information directly into her awareness, then responding immediately to her commands. It also gave her a heightened awareness of everything that was happening with the vessel's systems while she was linked to the ship. Theron would have to be extremely cautious with anything he did, taking extra care to use a light touch so Carid wouldn't sense his presence. And he realized the original plan of planting a dormant virus probably wouldn't work. Even if Carid didn't notice the intrusion, the Spear had multiple layers of safeguards and redundancies that would quickly isolate and disable the virus. The relays cutting off the malware as they rerouted the damaged functions through a new path. The only hope of effectively sabotaging the vessel was for Theron to be actively slicing the system while the Spear was in battle, shifting and switching his electronic attacks to stay a step ahead of the vessel's security protocols. The dilemma of how he was supposed to actually get off the ship if he was actively sabotaging it in the middle of a battle was something he tried not to worry about for the moment.